wonder how many people, especially with the age that we live in, still have a thrill of discovery of some things. I was listening to Vera Speaks, and in it, he dropped the fact that he had started Gem and the Holograms. Well, I listened to At the End of the Bar before G'day's, and Vera and Fatty both mentioned they were about 58. It's like, well, that's cool. So I went on the web and I looked up Gem and the Holograms. Because, like, if Vera was a voice actor at that time, that's when I was a kid. That's when I was watching Saturday morning cartoons, was in the 80s. So I probably, and looking at the list, I more than certainly did. In fact, Brave Star, I know if, I'm not going to say his name, but given those two things, which are both open in the public, there's no way in hell you shouldn't figure out who this is. But he did Brave Star, which is something that I remember. I only was able to see it in South Dakota. It didn't get out of South Dakota for some reason. I don't know why. It was more of a Western, so that may be it. But let's see, what have we got? Tailspin. I loved Tailspin. We've got, I'm just going back with the ones that I was. The Real Ghostbusters? Really? Is that the one I'm thinking of? I didn't realize that was that old. I didn't see that until it really got on USA. Yes, Maurice LaMouche, or Maurice LaMarche. That is such an awesome one. And Lorenzo Music as Dr. Peter Venkman. Yes, I like that one. Now, which? I wonder which ones was he in? Nothing, looking at it, nothing. I remember one episode vaguely. The other two, it looks like they were more toward the end, and when it was Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters, and I didn't care for that version. Slimer was cute, but he shouldn't have been made the focal point of the series. Oh, it looks like that was a separate one. Well, yeah, still. I didn't like it later when Slimer got to be more of the focal point. But Brave Star, I know for a fact, because I remember enough of the names, I know for a fact I heard his voice there. How am I doing for audio? I should really drag that into a screen that I'm not going to cover it up. Transformers. I don't remember any of the names, but it has been, well, yeah, okay. Let's look at the episodes. I'll remember the episode names more than anything. But a couple of shows that I see already, I think I remember. DuckTales, of course. G.I. Joe? Not sure. Smurfs, honestly, though I know I watched a lot of it, I don't remember that. There was. I think I remember that one. It's a Transformers video, and I'm pretty certain I watched it way back in the day. I don't remember it now. But I just. When I found it, I wasn't even really trying. It's just like, well, let's see what we can do. And boom, it was right there. I saw the name, I clicked on it, the age was right, so it's like, that's cool. That's really cool. That being said, listening to Vera talk, Vera, you're not ugly, okay? Don't, please don't. If the picture I'm seeing of you is current, then you have nothing to be ashamed of. So please don't. And look who's talking, of course, the king of shame over here. So, but you're not anything you should be sorry for. Now, this is not the first time I've done this. There was a person called Erosid Drake or Dyke on Second Life who I've known for many years, and we were talking, and I was looking through the list of the person that she is on IMDb. She's also works in the film industry as a cinematographer. And I was looking through it because she said, and this is something you don't say in a world of like ours. It's like, well, I did this for this movie. And it's like, what? Really? Then she must have an IMDb page. And she does. I was looking through it, and for the life of me, I know that's how I found it. I cannot remember. I don't think it was 2013. It may have been. It doesn't look like her. She hasn't worked this year. But she was a camera operator for, say, if you're looking for something that you might know, the movie World War Z. She operated C camera. So she actually does have a credit that people would know. She was, I could say to somebody, she was a cameraman on World War Z, and they would know it. So. Wasn't World War Z, though. That credit wasn't on, I don't think, at the time that I found it. But still, I mean, I know her. I never see her anymore. She comes on Second Life rarely. But I do get to see her every now and then. And I just like the fact that I know a couple of people now in that industry. I mean, I've talked to Vera Charles. I've actually been complimented by Vera Charles, which threw me for a loop. I still, once I get to that part of the after show, I have to turn it off because I still can't convince myself it happened. I should listen to that fully someday. I really should. Just to see what, because I don't even remember what the compliment was, but I know that he did compliment me very highly, and I do appreciate that. Even after what I said yesterday, I still do take compliments highly. It's hard for me to accept, but when it comes from somebody like Vera Charles, who could only know me as a listener before then, I have to take that as sincerity. Because they have not met me, they have not talked to me, there is nothing that would skew their perception of me. So I appreciate stuff like that. But yeah, I just, it's so satisfying that in an age where you can go, Siri, who is this? That you can still, roll up your sleeves, start typing, and do a treasure hunt. And have it pay off. Now it's a little faster than it would have been like even 5 years ago. But it's still, that's something we don't get very often. We don't get that delayed satisfaction. We don't get that anticipation. So, yeah, just it was interesting. I like that.